Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早晨。
It's a joy to be standing here before you this morning.
很高興能夠在大家面前站立。
I'd like to ask you to open up your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings.
我們請打開聖經, 列王記上。
1 Kings chapter 17.
列王記上第17章。
We will be reading through the verses from 8 to the end of the chapter.
我们会由第八节开始读到尾。
1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8.
列王记上第17章第八节。
Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Please get me a little water in a jar that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand. But she said, As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl, and a little oil in the jar, and behold, I am gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Then Elijah said to her, Do not fear, go, do as you have said, but make me a little bread cake from it first, and bring it out to me, and afterward you may make one for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord your God of Israel, The bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. So she went and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah.
第八節，耶和華的話臨到他說：你起身往西頓的撒勒法去住在那裏，我已吩咐那裏的一個寡婦供養你。以利亞就起身往撒勒法去，到了城門，見到一個寡婦在那裏檢柴。 以利亚呼叫他说：求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说：也求你拿点饼来给我。他说：我指着永生耶和华的神，你起誓，我没有饼，坛内只有一把面，瓶内只有一点油。我现在找两斤柴回家，要为我和儿子作饼。我们吃了，死就死吧。以利亚对他说： 不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去作吧。只要先为我作一个小饼，拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子作饼。因为耶和华以色列的神如此说：坛内的面必不减少，瓶内的油必不短缺，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。妇人就照着以利亚的话去行。他和他家中的人并以利亚吃了许多日子，坛内的面果不减少。
Verse 17. Now it came about after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick. And his sickness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, What do I have to do with you, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my iniquity to remembrance and to put my son to death. And he said to her, Give me your son. Then he took him from her bosom and carried him up to the upper room where he was living, and laid him on his own bed. And he called the Lord and said, O Lord my God, has thou also brought calamity to the widow with whom I am staying by causing her son to die? Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and called to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's life return to him. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child returned to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room in the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, See, your son is alive. Then the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth.
第十七節，這是以後作那家主母的婦人，她兒子病了，病得甚重，以致身無全氣，身無氣息。婦人對以利亞說，神人啊，我與你何干？你竟到我這裏來，使神想念我的罪，以致我的兒子死了。以利亞對她說，把你兒子交給我。 以利亚就从妇人怀里将孩子接过来，抱到他所住的楼中，放在自己的床上。 就求告耶和华说：耶和华我的神啊，我居住在这寡妇的家里，你就降祸与他，使他的儿子死了吗？以利亚三次伏在孩子的身上，求告耶和华说：耶和华我的神啊，求你使这孩子的灵魂乃迎入他的身体。耶和华应允以利亚的话，孩子的灵魂迎入他的身体，他就活了。以利亚将孩子从楼上抱下来，进屋子交给他母亲，说：看啊，你的儿子活了。妇人对以利亚说：现在我知道你是神人，耶和华藉你的口所说的话是真的。
Let's bow for our Father with a prayer.
我们请低头祈祷。
Father in heaven, we thank you for your word.
天父，感谢你俾我哋嘅话。
We thank you that you record these matters so that we may be able to learn from them.
感谢你将呢啲事情记录喺圣经上面，等我哋可以学习。
This morning we pray that just as you have inscribed these words on the pages of our Bible, that you would also inscribe these lessons on our hearts.
天父，我哋求你就好似你将呢啲话记录喺圣经上面同样将你嘅话去记录喺我哋嘅心里面。
That indeed we may come to know who you are, and that we may come to know the truth.
使我哋能够真真正正嘅认识你俾我哋真真正正认识真理。
We place ourselves in your hands this morning.
将我哋每一个人都交喺你嘅手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷奉耶稣基督嘅名求。阿门。
You may recall that as we read into this, into chapter 17, verse 8, that Elijah had been hiding away.
如果大家記得的話以利亞在17章之前他是從其他人隱藏起來。
That earlier in this chapter that he had been told by God to go and present himself to King Ahab.
在17章開始的時候神吩咐以利亞去到這個亞哈王那裡。
King Ahab, the king of Israel.
亞哈王就是以色列的王。
And to tell him that there would be neither dew nor rain for these years to come.
去告诉他在这几年里面不会有露亦都不会有雨水。
Because this was God's judgment.
因为这个是神对以色列的审判。
Not only on King Ahab, but on the people of Israel.
不单止是向亚哈王的审判亦都是向以色列人的审判。
And so with that, just as soon as he appeared before the king and pronounced these words, he was gone.
所以当以利亚讲完这一番话之后他就隐藏匿埋起来了。
It's like the wind, like the spirit.
就好似风好似灵一样。
Here one moment and gone the next.
一刻他在这里另外一刻他就离开了。
So the Lord had told Elijah to park himself away, to hide himself away by this brook called Cherith.
所以神就吩咐以利亚他去将自己隐藏起来来到这个基立
Because the Cherith was to be a place where he was to separate himself from his people.
因为基立溪旁就是这个地方他要将他自己同其他人分别出来。
Not only Elijah, but God himself.
不单止是对着以利亚讲神自己亦都要同这一班以色列人中间分别出来。
For the word Cherith means separation or cutting.
因为基立的意思就是代表分别或者是去切割。
So God hid Elijah away for a period of time.
所以神将以利亚隐藏起来一段时间。
And he lived out here by this brook.
咁佢就喺基立溪旁。
And God supplied him through the use of ravens, birds.
神亦都系藉着乌鸦嚟去供应佢嘅食物。
Morning and night they would come and feed him with bread and meat.
早晚呢啲乌鸦都会将饼同埋肉带到去以利亚面前。
And then Elijah would drink from the brook.
以利亚亦都会喺呢条溪里面攞水。
And so it finally came about that the brook dried up because there was no rain or dew in the land.
终于呢条溪都干过嚟啦，因为冇雨水。
And so at that point in time, then leading into verse 8, the word of the Lord came.To Elijah.
咁当咁样嘅事情发生嘅时候，喺第八节，耶和华嘅话就临到以利亚身上面。
And the Lord instructed Elijah to arise and go to Zarephath.
耶和华吩咐以利亚去到撒勒法呢个地方。
Zarephath was a small town in Phoenicia.
撒勒法系西顿一个好细嘅城市。
It was north of Samaria. It was north of the the capital of the northern kingdom.
喺撒瑪利亞，就係以色列北國嗰個嘅首都，再北少啲，再北上啲。
It was in this region called Sidon.
就係喺呢個西頓呢一個嘅地方。
In fact, Zarephath sat between the towns of Sidon and Tyre.
咁呢個撒勒法呢個地方就喺西頓同埋推羅中間。
You may recall the name Sidon and Tyre because they are cities that are mentioned throughout the Bible.
大家可能記得西頓同埋推羅呢兩個地方，因為呢兩個地方都係喺聖經出現過嘅。
They were both cities that were on the coast.
兩個都係喺沿岸一帶嘅城市。
They were port cities.
佢哋係海岸市嚟嘅。
So there's a lot of commerce that came through these two cities.
所以喺呢兩個城市當中有好多嘅營運。
So it was a very prosperous. Both towns were very prosperous.
所以兩個城市都係好繁榮嘅。
Throughout the Bible, and whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament, we can also read though that these cities, the people, they were judged for their pride.
咁喺聖經喺特別喺舊約裏面，當我睇呢兩個城市嘅時候，聖經都係記錄嗰度啲人因為佢哋嘅驕傲被神去審判。
They're also judged for their materialism.
亦都因著佢哋屬世界嘅思想係被審判過嚟嘅。
And they're also judged for their idolatry.
亦都因著佢哋拜偶像嘅緣故被神審判。
Sidon was where Queen Jezebel, the wife of King Ahab, originated from.
西頓亦都係阿哈王嗰陣時耶洗別皇后就係由西頓呢度出嚟嘅。
She was the daughter of the Sidonian king.
呢個耶洗別就係一個西頓王嘅女。
And as some of you may remember, she was a zealous worshipper of the Baals.
如果大家記得嘅話，耶洗別係非常之誠心係去拜巴力嘅。
She was one who manipulated people, even her own husband, into doing the things that she wanted.
佢係好懂得去控制其他人，甚至係控制佢嘅丈夫阿哈王。
She's one who sought to impose her own religion, the religion of the Baals, upon the people of Israel.
佢係目的係要其他人佢嘅子民去敬拜巴力。
So you may think that it's strange as to why the Lord would ask Elijah to go up from his place of hiding to this land of idolatry.
所以大家可能感到奇怪，點解神吩咐以利亞離開呢個隱藏嘅地方，而去到西頓呢個充滿拜偶像事情嘅地方呢？
I mean, was not his ministry to the people of Israel?
神唔係要以利亞喺以色列國嗰度去作工嘅咩？
Why would God send Elijah to this place that was so full, was such a hotbed of idolatry?
點解神差派以利亞去到西頓呢個充滿拜偶像嘅地方呢？
I think if we were to look at the name of Zarephath, we could gain some insight.
如果我哋睇撒勒法呢個地方嘅名字，我哋可能可以有少少嘅認識。
Because the name of Zarephath in Hebrew means a workshop for melting.
因為呢個撒勒法喺希伯來文嘅意思就係
It's a workshop for melting. It's a refinery.
係一個融化物質嘅地方。
It's where they would heat up metals and melt it and form it.
佢呢個地方呢個名字就係融化去煉嗰啲金屬嘅地方。
It was in this place then that God wanted Elijah to go. So as to refine the people.
所以喺呢個地方神吩咐以利亞去就係要去熬煉以利亞同埋當時嘅子民。
So as to test their faith.
係要去試驗佢哋嘅信心。
So to judge them and challenge them.
亦都去挑戰佢哋，去審判佢哋。
We're to flip over to a reference in the book of Luke.
我哋請睇下路加福音。
We can understand a little bit then as far as the Lord's thoughts about the people in that time.
我哋就喺路加福音可以睇到主对当时嘅人 个思想是如何。
The book of Luke, chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Verses 24 through 26.
是第24节到第26节。
It reads, And he said, Truly I say to you, no prophet is welcome in his hometown, but I say to you in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine came over all the land, and yet Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow.
第24节，我实在告诉你们，没有先知在自己家乡被人悦纳的。我对你们说实话，当以利亚的时候，天闭塞了三年零六个月，遍地有大饥荒。那时以色列中有许多寡妇，以利亚并没有奉差往他们一个人那里去，只奉差往西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇那里去。
So we were to study this passage along with the other parallel passages in the Gospels, we'd find out a few things.
如果我们看其他福音书同样所记载的事情的时候，我们会看见几点。
Jesus spoke this as an indictment, as a judgment against the people of Israel at that point in time.
耶稣讲这段话的目的是要审判当时的以色列人。
He said this while he was in Nazareth.
他讲这段话的时候，他是在拿撒勒这个地方。
And Nazareth, of course, was where Jesus grew up.
拿撒勒就是耶稣长大的地方。
The people spoke well of him.
那些人对耶稣讲很多的好话。
But they took, they challenged his authority. They questioned who he really was.
但他们挑战耶稣的权柄。
They asked him, aren't you the son of Joseph?
他去质问耶稣，你不是约瑟的儿子吗？
But they did not recognize him as the Son of God.
他们没有承认耶稣就是神的儿子。
And so because of their lack of faith, their unbelief,
in who he was,
God judged them.
神就去审判他们。
And the Lord was unable to perform miracles. Only a few miracles were able to be performed in the city of Nazareth.
主只是能够在拿撒勒这个地方行几个神迹。
So Jesus said this in the New Testament not only to indicate the state of the people at that point in time in the New Testament.
所以主在新约那时讲这段话，不单止要去指出当时那些人的境况。
But we can also understand that this was an indictment of the people back in the time of Elijah.
同样亦都是指出以利亚当时那些人那个境况。
Because the condition of the people was the same back in the time of Elijah.
因为以利亚时代那一班人就是同耶稣新约这一班人一样。
That people did not believe in the Lord God.
那时候的人不相信神。
That they had no faith that he was one who could deliver.
他们对神没信心，不相信神能够拯救他们。
So even though there were many widows in the land of Israel,
所以即使在以色列国里面有很多寡妇，
God still sent, God only sent Elijah to the one widow outside of Israel, in Zarephath.
神只是差派以利亚去一个在西顿撒勒法地方那一个寡妇那里。
You see, the people of Israel did not honor God.
大家看到以色列人冇敬畏神，
nor did they welcome the things of God.
佢哋亦都冇去欢欢喜喜接受从神而嚟嘅事物。
They wanted something different. They wanted to be their own king. They want to be their own God.
佢想要系完全唔同。佢想要自己一个嘅王。佢哋想要自己嘅神。
I think this really describes the nature of man.
实在系描述人那个的天生那个境况。
How we don't want to hear from those that we are most familiar with.
我们如何不愿意去听同我们最亲近那一位的话。
We don't want to believe them, we don't want to hold them in high esteem.
我们不愿意去相信我们的神，亦都不愿意去敬畏他。
We don't want their teaching, their reproof, their correction, their training.
我们亦都不想听他们的教导。
You know, whether it's our own parents or even the servants of God.
无论他们是我们的父母或者是神的仆人，我们都不愿意听。
I was speaking with a sister not too long ago. And she's a piano teacher. And she was beginning to teach her children how to play. And asked her how it was going. And she said it was terrible. For they did not listen to her. They did not see her. They did not respect her as a teacher. They only saw her as a mom. And so they would ignore her. And she'd have to bring out the stick. I don't think she uses the stick on many of her other students. But only on the hands of her children. It goes along with that old saying. That familiarity breeds contempt. The words of the prophet of God, the words of the man of God are not easily accepted by those who know him. People get tired of hearing the same thing. They get tired of hearing from the same person. Isn't that so true even with us? That as we think about maybe this summer, I know some of you are going away to retreats or conferences. Is there not some extra excitement, enthusiasm in our hearts? That's good. But what's our attitude when we come here on a Sunday morning? When we know that it's going to be that same old brother again speaking. Are we ready to hear what he has to say?
我们是不是预备好自己
Because we trust that what he has to say is not his own words, but it's the words of God. The lesson for the people here was to learn to honor the things of God. Whether it was the Lord's words or whether it was the Lord's man, the messenger. I'd like to reflect on some of the lessons that I've had to learn myself. As far as it is when it comes to learning to honor the things of God. At home, I live in a very strange household. My wife is very particular about certain things, as I would think most housewives are. She likes having things arranged and done in a very strict manner, certain order. And one of the lessons that I've had to learn over the years of being married is to just let her keep her arrangements. I remember many times in my earlier years of marriage, I would come and I tried to reorganize the kitchen and the closets according to my own standards. And then I would also want to wash the dishes and take care of all the piles of dishes in the sink in my own way.
咁我亦都嘗試去幫忙係去洗碗，係用我嘅方法去清潔。
But my wife, she has her own style.
但係我嘅太太佢有自己嘅方法。
And it's led to a lot of hardship for me.
佢嘅方法亦都使我有好多嘅困難。
But I trust that the Lord has provided me with this helpmate.
但係我實在相信神係為我預備咗呢個幫手。
And that just in these simple little things, I would give over and yield to her.
就係喺呢啲好簡單嘅事情上面，我係要放手。
Because these are not things that one should necessarily argue over.
因為呢啲事情我哋唔需要去辯論。
I don't know how many of you live in a household where you're told you don't need to wash the dishes.
我唔知大家係咪住喺一個家庭裏面，而喺呢個家庭裏面你係唔需要洗碗嘅。
I don't want you to put away the clothes.
我唔知喺呢個家庭裏面你係咪被吩咐唔需要將你嘅衣服係擺翻好嘅。
But that's the way it is in my household.
但係喺我嘅家庭裏面就係咁樣嘅方法啦。
Now at least that's for me. Now for my sons, that's different. She tells them something different.
對於我嚟講，我係唔需要洗碗，我唔需要去執衫嘅。但係對於我啲兒子嚟講，可能係另一件嘅事情。
But I have learned that I can honor the Lord by honoring her in these small, simple ways.
但係我實在學習到，我能夠藉住尊重我嘅太太嚟去尊重我嘅主。
So I think it's also true for us here within the house of God.
所以同樣我哋喺神嘅家裏面嘅人同樣需要有咁嘅學習。
That we can learn to honor God by respecting what others have to say and the arrangements that the leading brethren have made here.
我哋能夠藉住去尊重我哋嘅弟兄，我哋嘅帶領嘅同埋其他嘅弟兄姊妹嚟去學習去敬畏神。
Whether it's in the kitchen,
無論係喺教會廚房裏面
，with all the supplies down in the kitchen,
或者係廚房裏面嘅供應
，you don't know how often things get mixed around.
大家都知道喺廚房裏面好多嘢都係被好混亂嘅。
And of course, that leads to a lot of frustration for different individuals.
可能呢啲混亂就使好多人感到好生氣。
Or maybe it's with the Bible studies.
或者係喺查經裏面
，as far as the arrangements that the elders have made as to which Bible studies we're going to be in，
可能係關及到長老們係決定下一次係讀邊本書
，or even as we come here and we sit and listen，
甚至即使你係嚟到聚會裏面坐喺度聽到
，that we would learn to be attentive，
我哋要學習去專心。
And not get distracted.
被其他嘅事情去煩擾。
Especially those of us who have PDAs and tablets.
更加如果你係有嗰啲智能電話或者平板電腦嗰啲。
When we go to meetings, it's so easy to get distracted and start checking your email or reading online.
當我哋去到聚會嘅時候，好容易我哋就會開始去查有冇電郵或者睇下新聞。
Let's learn to honor God in the small things.
我哋實在要喺呢啲小事情上面學習去尊敬神。
And then we will be a delight unto Him.
當我哋咁樣作嘅時候，神就會得到喜悅。
Now there was also a lesson for Elijah to learn.
喺呢度亦都有另一個功課，以利亞要去學嘅。
God wanted Elijah to be one who could work out his faith.
神願意以利亞能夠係喺佢嘅信心上面學到做功夫。
Sometimes God asks us to do things that don't make sense.
好多時候神係吩咐我哋作一啲事情，而呢啲事情係唔合邏輯嘅。
How humbling it must have been for him, a man of God, the prophet of God, to live like a fugitive by that brook.
要以利亞呢個神人要去匿埋喺呢一條溪旁實在。對於以利亞來講是一個謙卑的學習
to have to be supplied by birds, unclean birds.
要他是被烏鴉烏鴉是一些不潔的動物來去供應他的起居飲食
And how nerve-wracking it must have been for him when he was called back to society, away from hiding.
亦都要他當佢隱藏過嚟之後，要佢翻去 群众当中。
For God was not calling him back to a place that he was familiar with. It was not his hometown.
而神唔系吩咐以利亚翻翻佢佢嘅家嗰度。
But God called him to this foreign place, full of idolatry.
佢系吩咐佢去到一个外边嘅国家，呢个国家系充满咗偶像嘅。
And not only to go there, not to just pass by, but to stay there.
唔单止系要经过呢个地方，更加系要住喺呢个地方里面。
And then to add upon that, the Lord even works in stranger ways.
神系更加喺奇妙嘅事情上面作工。
That when he goes to Zarephath,
当佢嚟到撒勒法呢个地方。
It is a widow who provides for him.
佢要一个寡妇嚟去供养以利亚。
And a poor one at that.
系一个好穷嘅寡妇。
You would have thought that if God were to provide for him in some foreign place where there was so much of a challenge, that God would have given him the best.
你会以为若果神要吩咐以利亚去一个外国嘅地方，佢会供应以利亚一啲最好嘅供应。
That God would have found a rich widow, a well-to-do widow who had a mansion, who had Wi-Fi, who had printers.
可能神会为以利亚预备一个好有钱嘅寡妇，俾佢一间好豪华嘅住所。
Now, it was a very unlikely pairing.
但系喺呢度以利亚同埋一个穷寡妇系一个好奇怪嘅一对。
So there was definitely an element of faith that was required for him to go.
所以喺呢度以利亚实在需要好大嘅信心嚟去遵行神嘅话。
So of course, where there's faith, there also needs to be humility.
当然有信心之余亦都需要有谦卑。
Because why would one go to a poor widow to ask of her to supply for you?
有边个会系去一个穷寡妇嘅面前要去问佢要求佢去供养佢呢？
As we read in this account, this woman, this poor widow was broke in every way.
当我哋睇呢个故事嘅时候呢个穷寡妇系穷到尽㗎啦。
Not only did she not have very much, but she had, not only did she not have very much physically, but she had very little emotionally.
唔单止佢系冇嘢食，佢喺佢里面嘅情感里面亦都系空虚嘅。
She was in complete desperation.
系非常之低落嘅。
Only enough flour and only enough oil for one last meal.
佢只系有面同埋油去够佢食多一餐嘅啫。
And not only that.
唔单止咁样。
She didn't have any fuel to cook.
佢亦都冇油去煮饭。
She didn't even have a pile of sticks by her home.
佢喺屋企亦都冇嗰啲柴嚟去点火。
She had to go out and even gather the fuel.
佢要自己走出去去执柴。
Who would ever ask a poor woman like this to help?
有边个会够胆去问一个穷嘅人去攞嘢食呢？
What kind of nightmare situation it must have been?
呢个实在系一个噩梦一样。
It should have been the widow, it should have been the poor woman who had asked of Elijah.
应该系呢个穷寡妇嚟去问以利亚攞嘢食。
But it's the other way around.
却系而家却系另一方面。
A lot of us are too proud to ask for help.
好多时候我哋都系因着骄傲嘅缘故而去唔愿意去求其他人帮助。
You know what women or wives often say about husbands or men when they're driving.
大家知唔知道好多太太都系咁样讲佢嘅丈夫，当佢嘅丈夫系揸紧车嘅时候。
That when we get lost, we're too proud to ask for directions.
就系呢啲嘅丈夫当佢哋迷路嘅时候佢哋就系太骄傲而唔去问佢嘅太太嗰个嘅方向。
That we're unwilling to stop at the corner and ask a stranger for help.
我哋呢啲丈夫就系唔愿意太骄傲，唔愿意停低去问啲陌生人嘅方向。
You know, spiritually we're like that as well.
灵里面同样我哋都一样。
I think there's a lot of times when we're too embarrassed or too ashamed to ask those simple questions during a Bible study.
很多时候在查经里面，我们就是怕丑的缘故，不去问一些很简单的问题。
That we do not want our simplicity or naivety to be revealed.
我们不愿意被人知道我们里面的单纯，我们的简单。
So Elijah, he was one who was humble.
所以以利亚就是一个谦虚的人。
He was one who was obedient.
他是服从主的话，willing
to follow the ways of the Lord, the direction of the Lord.
他愿意去跟随神的方法。
And because he was able to do this, he was able to appreciate that God works in unexpected ways.
因为他愿意这样作的时候，他就能够经历到神是如何的作工。
Because through this weak widow, we can see the power of God.
因为在这个穷寡妇的身上面，我们实在见到神的能力。
And through the very ordinary, even minuscule ingredients that the Lord had to work with, we can see that he was able to demonstrate his greatness.
就是藉着这些小小的事情，小小的事物，神就能够彰显他的大能。
You know, there's really nothing more basic than the flour and the oil, unless you just look at the wheat and maybe the olives from which the oil is pressed.
在面和油，实在是非常简单的材料。
So God was able to just use the tiniest bit of these simplest ingredients.
神就是能够藉着这些简单的材料来去作工。
To display his greatness and the truthfulness of his words.
就是藉着这些材料来去彰显他的能力，彰显他话语的能力。
I think Elijah learned that he was one who served God wherever he went and before whomever the Lord placed him.
实在以利亚是学习到他是被神所差派的人。
Whether it was before kings or before ordinary people or even before poor widows like this.
无论他是在王的面前站立，或者在这个穷寡妇的面前站立，他的地位就是神所差派的仆人。
The lesson for him was to be ready. Be ready to serve no matter the place, no matter the crowd.
他所学习的功课就是要预备好，无论在哪个地方， 无论他所面对的是什么人，他都要预备好作神的事情。
Be ready to serve and obey at a moment's notice.
要去服侍，预备好去服从神的话，无论什么时候。
Can you imagine what would have happened if he had not obeyed immediately?
如果以利亚没有立即遵行神的话， 大家会不会想象到会发生什么事情呢？
If he had waited one more day, maybe to look for some more water farther down the stream.
如果以利亚没有立即听神的话， 或者那时候就是等多一日，等下条溪会不会再有水的话。
Or if he had waited even for one more moment, just maybe one more minute.
或者以利亚可能就是再等多一分钟，至去这个地方。
Not only would he have missed this poor widow, for she would have already consumed her meal, her last meal.
不单止他不会能够遇到这个穷寡妇，因为这个穷寡妇可能已经吃了他最后一餐了。But
if he had been just a minute later, he would have missed this widow walking out to the gate of the city to collect these sticks.
因为如果他是迟了一分钟至去这个地方的话，他就不会遇到这个穷寡妇走出这个城门那里去执柴。
You know, she wasn't making a big barbecue.
这个寡妇不是在做大餐。
She just had a small meal to cook.
她只是要去煮一餐，给两个人吃的。
She only needed a few sticks.
她只是需要几支柴。
And so God's timing was perfect.
所以神的时间是完全的。
But also, part of that perfect timing involved having that perfect obedience.
而神这个完美的时间，就是需要以利亚这个完全的服从。
Having that perfect obedience in the person of Elijah.
就是以利亚这个人身上面，就有这个完全的顺服。
This really points out that we need to be individuals who are sensitive to the leading of the Spirit.
呢度實在提醒我哋，我哋需要去有呢個屬靈嘅觸覺。
That we cannot get so caught up in our own busyness.
我哋唔好被自己繁忙嘅事情嚟去煩擾。
But we must be sensitive to the needs of others around us.
我哋實在要去望下周圍嘅人。
And really, for that matter, the things of God.
實在要看見神嘅工作。
Or else we will miss out.
如果唔係嘅話，我哋就會錯失呢個時機。
Sometimes we're only given one chance.
好多時候我哋只係得一個機會嘅啫。
Well, we make good of that chance.
我哋實在要把握呢個機會。
God is gracious.
神係充滿恩典嘅。
And He remembers the broken and the poor.
佢實在紀念嗰啲貧窮嘅人。
For it was not only the nation of Israel nor the person of Elijah that the Lord wanted to reveal Himself to.
因為嗰陣時神唔單止係要向以色列人同埋以利亞嚟去彰顯佢自己。
Now, God is one who's willing to reach out.
神係實在願意去接觸其他人。
And He even reaches out to those who are quote unquote on the edge of society.
佢亦都係願意去接近嗰啲喺社會邊緣嘅人
，who don't fit the normal billing，
嗰啲唔係我哋認為係正常嘅人。
So of course he did this through the person of Elijah。
當然佢係藉住以利亞嚟去接觸呢個寡婦。
He had Elijah speak to her, call to her。
佢係要以利亞嚟去向呢個寡婦説話。
You know, it would have been so easy for her to ignore him, to ignore his call。
實在對於呢個寡婦嚟講，佢係好容易可以嚟去忘記忽略以利亞所講嘅嘢。
Now, sometimes we have very selective hearing。
好多時候我哋隻耳係有選擇性去聽一啲話嘅。
As we talked about before, it's either in the case of because we're so familiar with someone, we don't want it, we just tune them out。
可能一啲時候因為我哋好熟悉一個人好熟悉佢所講嘅嘢，所以我哋好容易就選擇唔聽佢嘅話。
Other times it's selective because it's not so sensitive, it's unexpected。
另外嘅時候我哋選擇去唔聽可能係因為所講嘅嘢係好突然係好突然而出嚟嘅。
I'm sure this poor widow was not used to people calling her and asking her。
我實在相信呢個窮寡婦一直都唔會期望有人去向佢係有要求嘅。
For what would she have to be able to give to anybody？
因為佢自己有啲乜嘢能夠付出去幫其他人呢？
She was an outcast。
佢係被社會嚟去遺棄嘅。
She was a no one。
佢係完全係唔係一個人嚟嘅。
And yet God reached down and met her。
但係神就係降低嚟去遇見佢。
So when Elijah made his first request for a drink after he called her, it would have been easy for her to make excuses。
當以利亞去第一次問佢攞水嘅時候，佢好容易就可以拒絕。
She could have said, "I need to serve myself first. I need to serve my poor son first."
佢可以話我需要幫自己攞水先，或者我幫我個兒子攞水先。
But she made no excuse. She just proceeded to get the water.
但係佢冇其他嘅推搪，佢就立即將水去攞去俾以利亞。
And as she went, Elijah then made his second request.
當佢攞完水之後，以利亞就作出佢第二個嘅請求。
This time he wanted a piece of bread.
今次佢想要餅。
You know, now water was something that she could probably get.
水呢個寡婦可能能夠攞到。
That well in the city probably had not completely run dry yet.
可能喺嗰個城門出邊嗰個嘅井可能仲有水。
But the bread, where was the bread? She had no bread.
但係餅喺邊度嚟咧？佢自己冇餅。
So this is where we learn of her real sad predicament, her very sad state.
咁喺呢度佢所講嘅，我哋就見到佢係喺一個如何悲慘嘅境況裏面。
Because not only did she not have any bread, but she had very little of the ingredients to make that bread.
佢唔單止係冇餅，佢亦都冇做餅嘅材料。
And then with that very little that she had, she was going to take the last of it, bake something for herself and her son, eat it, and then die.
佢有少少嘅材料，但係呢啲少少嘅材料，佢只係夠佢整多一餐為佢同佢兒子，佢哋食咗之後就等死啦。
So at this point in time, Elijah assures her, reassures her, and tells her to do not fear.
咁樣喺呢個時候，以利亞就去安慰佢，就去叫佢不要惧怕。
But go do as you said and just do one more thing.
就照你所講嘅去做，但係做多一件事情。
As if it wasn't enough already to ask from this poor widow the two other things he had already requested.
呢度好似以利亞問兩件事情唔夠，仲要要求呢個寡婦做多一件事情。
So as you bake this little bread cake, bake it for me first.
佢要求呢一個嘅寡婦為以利亞做一個餅先。
Afterwards, you make one for yourself and for your son.
當你為我作完呢個餅之後，你只為你同你自己嘅兒子作餅。
Do you ever feel this way?
你有冇同樣嘅感受咧？
Do you ever feel why does God ask for so much?
你會唔會諗點解神要求我哋咁多咧？
Why does He expect so much out of me?
點解神要求我做咁多事情咧？
You ask and I give. You ask again and I give more.
你要求我做一啲嘢，我做完之後你又要有更多嘅要求。
You ask a third time. Can I give any more?
在這裡以利亞就問了三次，
Do I have anything left to give to you, Lord?
主啊，我有沒有更多可以奉獻給你呢？
Oh, but this is where the beauty of the Lord is revealed.
但在這裡神就彰顯祂自己的能力。
Yeah, through our brokenness.
就是藉著我們的破碎。
For she was to take the flower which was symbolic of life.
因為這個寡婦是要用這個面，這個面是解作這個生命。
She was take the oil which was symbolic of prosperity, of her livelihood.
她亦都要拿這個油，這個油就代表了她那個的生存。
So she was to take those two ingredients, mix them together, and bake them in the fire.
所以這個寡婦是要將這個面同埋油係混埋一齊，喺火裏面燒。
For God wanted to take her life and her livelihood and turn it into something that was useful.
因為神係要利用呢個寡婦嗰個嘅生命同埋嗰個生存嘅能力嚟去將佢變成一啲能夠神所用到嘅嘢。
For her life and her livelihood had dissolved to nothing.
因為這個寡婦的生命和她的生存的能力根本已經是破碎了，被破碎了。
But she was still of value to God.
但是這個寡婦仍然對神是有這個價值。
So God was willing to refine her and make her into something new.
所以神是願意去熬煉她，要使她變成新一樣。
And so she obeyed the man of God, Elijah.
所以这个寡妇就遵行神人以利亚对她的吩咐。
And she discovered the faithfulness of God.
她就能够经历神那个大能。
For she learned that God does not ask us to do anything more than which He is prepared to give back to us.
因为她学习到神是不会叫我们做一些事情是多过神是會為我們所預備的。
The word of God does not return empty.
神的話是不會落空的。
For God's commands do not come without a promise.
因為神的應許一定會是被應驗的。
And the promise here was that the bowl of flour should not be exhausted, nor the jar of oil be empty.
而這個應許，神的應許，就是說壇裡的面，永不滅少，瓶裡的油必不短缺。
For the word of God is eternal, and His Spirit does not fail to supply us.
因為神的話是永恆的，祂的靈是會一直供應我們。
So when we are asked from the Lord, when we are asked a second, even a third time, we should not be so slow to respond.
所以當神要求我們做一些事情，一次、兩次、甚至三次的時候，我們一定要立即的去回應。
We should learn to give just as this widow gave.
我哋要学习好似呢个寡妇咁样去付出我哋 一齊。
She gave out of her poverty.
她是在她的貧窮裡面去付出。
She gave her first. It was the first cake.
她將她首先做好的餅來付出來。
And in so doing, she was blessed.
當她這樣做的時候,她就被大大祝福。
Just like that woman at the well, that Samaritan woman whom the Lord encounter in the book of John.
就好似喺约翰福音里面嗰一个撒玛利亚嘅女人，就系喺耶稣喺井旁遇到嗰个女人。
He too asked her for a drink.
耶稣嗰阵时同样去问呢个撒玛利亚女人去攞水。
And she too, in the end, was blessed by the Lord.
结果呢一个女人同样系被主嚟去祝福。
There's one last lesson that I want to talk through and share.
在这里面有最后一个功课我愿意和大家交通的。
And it is the lesson in the end of this chapter.
就是在这一章经文里面最后那一段。
For the woman had obeyed and she was supplied by the Lord.
这个穷寡妇她去信服神就大大的供应她。
And presumably, Elijah lived in this house with this woman and her son for some period of time.
相信好一段日子，以利亚就住喺呢个寡妇嘅家里面。
We know from the book of Luke, the passage that we read, that this drought lasted 3 years and 6 months.
我哋知道喺路加福音嗰度讲到呢一个嘅饥荒有3年6个月嘅时间。
And that Elijah had spent some time out at the brook, and now he was spending some time in Zarephath.
我哋知道以利亚已经喺基立溪旁花咗时间，所以而家喺呢度就喺呢个撒勒法呢个地方最快啲时间。
So leading into verse 17, I can imagine a period of months, if not even years, had transpired.
我相信喺16節同17節之間已經有好幾個月嘅時間。
And this woman was living in abundance.
而呢個寡婦就係喺主嘅供應裏面活得豐盛。
And at this point in time then, the son of the woman, he became sick and he got worse and worse until he could breathe no longer.
就喺呢個時候，呢個寡婦嘅兒子佢就病咗，病得好重。 甚至是身無氣息。
And when her son died, she had this to say to Elijah.
當她的兒子死的時候，她就向以利亞這樣說，
What do I have to do with you?
神人啊，我與你何干呢？
You have come to me to bring my iniquity to remembrance and to put my son to death.
你竟然來到我這裡，使神去想念我的罪，以致我的兒子死了。
So there's something very revealing she discloses.
咁喺呢度佢所講嘅話，實在俾我哋看見。
That there was something in her past that was still gnawing at her.
我哋看見呢個婦人有一個嘅過去，佢係唔能夠放低嘅。
That there was still some unfinished business that needed to be dealt with.
喺呢個寡婦嘅生命裏面，仍然係有啲嘢嘅事情要去被對付。
That there was a past sin in her life.
就係喺佢嘅一生裏面，喺佢過去裏面有一啲嘅罪。
She had wanted to forget about it, to bury it, to put it aside.
佢實在希望能夠忘記呢個罪，能夠將呢個罪去放埋一邊。
To locate it where no one or anyone could see it or know about it.
將佢放喺一個地方，冇人能夠去記起。
But God knew it was there.
但神知道佢呢個罪仍然喺嗰度。
He knew what she had done.
佢主知道呢個婦人所作嘅事情。
And he did not forget it.
主亦都唔會忘記。
He did not forget her hurt, nor his own hurt.
佢唔會記得呢個婦人所受嘅創傷。
For whenever we sin, whenever we have iniquities, whenever there is indiscretion in our lives, not only do we hurt ourselves, but we hurt the Lord God.
因為每當我們犯罪的時候，不單止是使我們創傷，主亦都是傷心的。So
God was orchestrating, He was using this incident, the death of her son, to bring these matters to remembrance.
所以神實在是藉著這個兒子的死， 你去將呢一番嘅罪能夠去再被紀念。
But not only just to bring them to remembrance, but to deal with them.
唔單止係要使呢個婦人去記起，卻係要藉住呢個嘅事情嚟去對付。
For we as Christians know that our sins need to be dealt with.
因為我哋係作為基督徒，我哋要知道我哋嘅罪實在要被對付。
The widow had to learn what many of us have already learned.
所以呢個寡婦實在要學習一個我哋可能好多已經學習過嘅功課。
And that sin leads to death, first of all.
就係罪嘅公價，是死。
That there's no other way about it.
係唔能夠去逃避嘅。
We may want to hide it, we may want to bury it, but it's still there.
可能我哋嘗試去忘記呢個罪，可能嘗試去從呢個罪隱藏過嚟。
So the death of her son brought this to remembrance.
所以佢兒子嘅死就使呢個寡婦重新去記翻起佢所犯嘅罪。
But the second thing that she would learn is that God is the one who restores life.
第二點佢學習到嘅就係神就係賜生命嗰一位。
You know, God does not leave us without hope.
神係唔會使我哋去失望嘅。
This woman's hope was in her son.
呢個婦人嗰個嘅希望就喺佢兒子身上面。
As many other mothers or parents, they place their hope in their children.
就好似現在好多嘅父母，佢哋將佢嘅希望放喺佢哋嘅子女裏面身上面。
They place so much energy in their children.
佢花好多嘅能源能量係放喺佢哋嘅兒女裏面。
To the point where they forget about the things of God.
甚至係忘記咗神嘅事情。
But God is merciful.
但係神係充滿憐憫嘅。
And not only does He restore hope, but He restores life.
佢唔單止係賜希望俾人，佢亦都係賜生命俾人。
So Elijah took the boy from the widow and brought him up to his own room upstairs.
所以以利亞就將呢個兒子從呢個婦人嘅手接過嚟，將佢帶到去佢自己間房上面。
He laid the boy on the bed and cried out to the Lord.
咁佢將呢個兒子放喺床上面，佢就求告耶和華。
And he stretched himself three times on this child.
咁佢就三次伏喺孩子嘅身上面。
And he said, "Let this child's life return to him, O Lord my God."
咁佢就求告神，求你使這兒子嘅靈魂迎入他的身體。
This picture that I have of him stretching out on the child three times.
咁喺我嘅腦海裏面就看見一個圖畫，就係點樣以利亞三次伏喺孩子嘅身上面咧。
It's like the picture I have of our Lord stretching himself out on the cross for us.
咁我就想起我哋嘅主喺十字架上面伸開。
This was the first account of resurrection in the Bible.
喺呢度係復活，係聖經裏面第一次記載關及到復活嘅事情。
It was the first of 10 different accounts of resurrection.
喺聖經裏面有10次。 記載到復活嘅事情，而呢一件事情就係第一件。
And it's similar to a couple other accounts of resurrection, where the one who helped restore life, the one who was used as the instrument, whether it was Elijah or Paul, or in this case Elijah, they all stretched themselves over the individual.
咁喺每一次關及到復活嘅事情嘅時候。 使人復活嗰一位，都係被記載，就係要係伸長佢嘅手嚟去復喺上面，要去使死咗嘅復活。
It's just like the Lord stretching Himself out over us to cover our sins.
就好似我哋嘅主復喺我哋上面嚟去遮蓋我哋嘅罪一樣。
And so here was Elijah stretching Himself out over this dead son.
所以喺呢度見到以利亞。 佢係復喺孩子嘅身上面。
Really as a symbolic sign to cover over the sins of this widow.
實在係代表佢復起嚟係要遮蓋呢個寡婦嘅罪。
The word of God is what is able to restore life.
神嘅話就係有能力使人復活嘅。
It was not Elijah himself.
唔係靠住以利亞自己。
But it was his word to the Lord.
佢係靠住佢向神所講嘅話。
And so the breath of life returned to this boy.
所以氣息就翻翻嚟呢個孩子身上面。
And it was through his word, it's through his righteous prayer that this boy's life was restored.
就是藉著以利亞這個公義的禱告，就是使這個孩子復活過來。
So as a result of this, then we learn at the end of this chapter in verse 24 that the woman was able to learn two things.
所以在這些事情發生之後，在24節那裡記載，這個婦人就學了兩件功課。
She came to know, first of all, that Elijah truly was a man of God.
首先，她看見以利亞實在是神人。
And that the word of the Lord in his mouth was truth.
第二就是耶和華藉以利亞所講的話是真實的。
I find it very revealing that this miracle of the raising of the son is recorded immediately after this miracle of the flour and the oil.
我實在睇到呢一個復活嘅奇蹟係被記載喺呢一個餅同埋油奇蹟之後，我實在感到好詫異。
You would think that after the woman, the widow, had experienced the miracle with the flour and the oil, that she would have acknowledged the Lord God in His goodness.
你會以為當呢個婦人經歷到呢個餅同埋油呢個食物嘅奇蹟呢個供應嘅之後，佢就會能夠承認神。
But nowhere is it recorded in the first miracle.
但係喺第一件嘅奇蹟發生之後，冇咁樣記載。
What the woman's response was, other than she was obedient.
聖經記載就是她服從以利亞的話，但是她沒有記載到她是真真正正去承認神。She
did what the man of God had said.
她就是這樣對這個神人這樣說。But
there was no acknowledgement afterwards. You would think there would at least be a simple thanks that would have been recorded.
你以為這個婦人她會 去感謝神為他所作這個奇蹟。
So there was nothing, there was no response from this woman.
所以當第一件奇蹟發生之後，這個婦人是沒有任何回應。
Even though God had sustained them when they were on their last legs, when she was on the brink of death.
即使神是在她死的一刻供應她，她亦都是沒有任何回應。
And so it had to take God to strike her son down with the sickness.
所以神實在要使他的兒子死去。
In order to really capture her, to gain her attention.
才能夠真真正正去抓住這個婦人的心。
Because it was only after that the Lord had taken her through this, had taken away the very thing that she had the most hope in, that she was able to come and know and acknowledge God.
主就是藉著將這個婦人唯一的希望拿去，她才能夠使這個婦人認識耶和華就是神。
I'm afraid, brothers and sisters, that we very much are like this widow.
弟兄姊妹，我實在是害怕，我們好像這個婦人一樣。
As far as our response to the Lord God.
就是在我們如何回應神這一方面。
He places us in His goodness.
主是將我們放在祂的好處裡面。
We live in His blessings.
我們活在祂的祝福當中。
We see His hand at work in our lives.
我們看見祂的手在我們的生命裡面作工。
And in the lives of those around us, our family, the family of God.
亦都看見祂如何在我們的朋友、家人的生命裡面作工。
We come here week after week, we listen to message after message, we break bread together time and time again.
我們每一個星期日來到這個聚會，一起擘餅，一起交通。
And yet we fail to respond to God.
我們卻是沒有向神有任何回應。
Oh, we can be so close to Him, we can be so much in near to His presence, but yet still be away from Him.
我們可能是如何的與神是接近，但我們卻是沒有向祂有任何回應。
We can hear the Word of God so many times and still fail to comprehend the truth.
我們能夠聽到神的話，時常聽到神的話，我們卻是看不見那個真理。
We can be ever learning but never able to comprehend the truth.
我們一直的學習,
Oh, may the Lord give us a tender and a soft heart, a sensitive heart.
求主赐我们一个谦虚有触觉的灵。
That we would respond in a way that is proper and pleasing unto Him.
使我们能够向祂有一些适当的回应。
That we would recognize that He is the God of hope.
使我们能够看见祂就是赐希望的神。
And that He is a God of life.
祂就是赐生命的神。
That He restores both our hope and our life.
祂能够将新的希望、新的生命赐给我们。
And just as He returned the heart of this child, the life of this child to his mother, so He returns our hearts unto Him.
就好似主如何将希望将这个儿子的生命赐给这个妇人一样，同样今日祂能够使我们的心回转去神的当中。
This was the ministry of Elijah.
这个就是以利亚的事工。
Not only was he a messenger, but he was one who had the ministry of reconciliation.
他不单止是传信息的，同样他是有这个挽回的事工。
To restore.
他是要恢复。
But that restoration will only take place when we do our part.
但是这个恢复的工作是要靠着我们的付出才能够完成的。
God has done his part.
神已经做了他的工作。
Now it's up to us to do our part.
现在是指我们能够回应去做我们所应做的。That we would
no longer just see his works and his miracles.
使我们不再只是看见神的工作、神的奇迹。
But that we would come to know the true living God.
我们却是要来去认识。 这个又真又活的神,
and that we would come to know the truth of His Word.
使我们来到能够认识祂话语的真实。
Brothers and sisters, that we would be individuals who are fully convinced.
弟兄姊妹，实在愿意我们就是被神得着的人。
That there would be no shadow of doubt.
我们是没有任何的怀疑。
Let's turn our hearts back to Him.
我们愿意低头一起祈祷。
Oh, Father God, we thank you that you have caused us to be born again to a living hope.
父神，我们感谢你，使我们重生，在这个新的盼望里面重生。
Through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个重生就是藉着我们主耶稣的复活。
That you have given us an inheritance that is undefiled, unspoiled, unfading.
你亦都给我们一个基业，是不会是朽坏，不会被玷污的。
And you have set this aside for us in heaven.
你这个基业，你在天堂里面已经为我们预备。
Oh Father, remove the crust and the numbness from our hearts.
天父，实在在我们心中除去我们一切的不义。
That it would become tender before you.
使我们能够有顺从的心在我们里面。
That we would see you in your truth and in your glory.
使我们能够在荣耀、在真理里面看见你。
And respond by submitting ourselves unto you.
亦都使我们回应，使我们能够顺服在你里面。
We pray that your refining hand, your refining work would be upon us.
亦都求你熬炼我们，使我们能够变得完全。
For we do not want to be those who just crowd your kingdom.
实在我们不愿意就是涌入你的国度里面。
But we want to be those who know you.
我们愿意成为那一班认识你的人。
And as ones who know you, we can then enjoy you.
当我们认识你的时候，我们就能够享受你一切的供应。
And we can also glorify you.
亦都能够去荣耀你。
We pray that you would have your own glory through these words today.
实在求你在 这一段话里面得着荣耀。
That your name would be lifted up, that we would honor you.
使你的名被高举，使我们能够敬畏你。
And we would give you the first in our lives.
亦都使我们将我们初熟的果子献给你。
It's in Jesus' name that we pray all these things.
祈祷是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.